And if you would choose a different vacation, there is a conflict between your two selves. And you need to think about how to adjudicate that conflict, and it's actually not at all obvious, because if you think in terms of time, then you get one answer. And if you think in terms of memories, you might get another answer. Why do we pick the vacations we do is a problem that confronts us, you know, with a choice between the two selves. Now, the two selves bring up two notions of happiness. There are really two concepts of happiness that we can apply, one per self. And so you can ask how happy is the experiencing self. And then you would ask how happy are the moments in the experiencing self's life. And there are happiness for moments is a fairly complicated process. What are the emotions that can be measured? And by the way, now we are capable of getting a pretty good idea of the happiness of the experiencing self over time. If you ask for the happiness of the remembering self, it's a completely different thing. This is not about how happily a person lives. It is about how satisfied or pleased the person is when that person thinks about her life. Very different notions. Anyone who doesn't distinguish those notions is going to mess up the study of happiness. And I belong to a crowd of students of well-being who've been messing up the study of happiness for a long time in precisely this way.